Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 62nd verse of the chapter.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Innamal mu'minuna alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi wa idha kanu ma'ahu ala amrin jami'in لم يذهبوا حتى يستأذنوه إن الذين يستأذنونك أولئك الذين يؤمنون بالله ورسوله فإذا استأذنوك لبعض شأنهم فأذن لمن شئت منهم واستغفر لهم الله إن الله غفور رحيم.
The believers are only those who believe in Allah and His Messenger. And when they are meeting with Him for a matter of common interest, do not depart until they have asked His permission. Indeed, those who ask your permission, O Muhammad, those are the ones who believe in Allah and His Messenger. So when they ask your permission for something of their affairs, then give permission to whom you will among them, and ask forgiveness for them of Allah. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful.
So the verse first talks about the importance of asking for permission, not to act without apostles' permission. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَإِذَا كَانُوا مَعَهُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ جَامِعٍ لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا حَتَّى يَسْتَأْذِنُوهُ. The verse says, only these are true believers who believe in Allah and His Messenger, and when they are with Him on a matter that requires collective action, they do not go away till they have asked leave of Him. Anyway, at the end of the verse, it says, فَإِذَا اسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِبَعْضِ شَأْنِهِمْ فَأْذَنْ لِمَنْ شِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ. So, Prophet, if they ask you for your leave for some affair of theirs, then give leave to whomever you please of them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And ask forgiveness of Allah for them. Verily, Allah is forgiving, merciful. Now, the question that we tried to answer in the previous episode is that why is it that the Prophet has to ask for forgiveness of these people? They were the ones who politely came first to ask for permission of the Prophet, and they did not prioritize their own personal matters over the common issues of the community of Muslims. Why is it that the Holy Prophet ﷺ has to ask for forgiveness for them? We said that there are two answers. The first point is that they were allowed to do their jobs, but they gave more priority to their personal and private jobs than Muslims' common jobs. Of course, they asked for permission, but this does not mean that they did not leave the better. They could have stayed there, they could have prioritized the matter of the Prophet and the matter of Muslims' common jobs to their own personal matters. But they came to Prophet and asked for permission to leave. And the Prophet did give them permission. But another possible reason, another possible aspect of the matter is that they did not leave on behalf of themselves without asking for permission. Of course they left the better, but at least they tried to ask for permission and they did this politely. And this means that they, after taking permission, their action is abandonment of what was primary, but they used their politeness towards their leader. They showed their politeness, and the Prophet ﷺ in return asks Allah forgiveness as a way of thanking them. And these two answers, as we said, they are not inconsistent with each other.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In
this
series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Of course, dear listeners, there are many important Islamic disciplinary commands, and this important verse narrates one of them. But this is not limited to the Prophet ﷺ and his companions. It is true about all divine leaders, including prophets, including imams and scholars who are their successors, to observe them. Because the issue of Muslims' destiny and Islamic society is under consideration in it. Even in addition to the commandment of the glorious Quran, it is based on reason and logic, because no organization, no group remains without observing this principle, and correct management is impossible without it. And it is really strange that some famous other commentators somehow consider this holy verse as an evidence for exertion, leaving the judgment to religious jurists' opinions. But it must be said that the exertion that is mentioned in the discussions of fundamental dogmas and jurisprudence is about some religious ordinances, and they are not about subjects. No one can reject exertion in subjects, and the opinion of every commander and every chief and every manager in deciding about exclusive issues is respected, of course. But this does not mean that we can use independent reasoning in general ordinances of religion. This does not mean that we can reject or enact an ordinance according to the benefit and interest of ourselves. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Things
always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.